honey cake trifle. So it's trifle made with honey cake and then apricots and elderflower.
That's it, yeah. Do the cake first, John. And what I did was I actually melted this butter, honey, and brown sugar, dark brown sugar, and I did it in the microwave, which is fine. It actually turned out quite well. And then 3 eggs into this, so just hammer those in.
And it's a really dark colour, that's it. It is dark brown sugar.
Yeah, dark brown sugar. You know that dark muscovado sugar?
Mm-hmm.
Except I put dark brown sugar, but it is the muscovado sugar, but whenever I type that in, it comes out as muscovite sugar, and it won't stop. No, really? Usually after three times, it's like,
word correct,
but after three times, it still keeps going.
Right.
So it's been infiltrated by my computer. So have a smell of that. You just smell the, you know, just smell the actual sugar, you know, in the butter, and there's nothing, just lightly melted.
Sugar
and
butter.
Sugar and butter and honey.
Hard to beat sugar and butter. Really.
If you're lucky enough to get some local honey, you know, this is a great way of, you know, of using it. So what we'll do is then, I've got my scales here, so 300 grams of self-raising flour, and this is all in, so you know the way a lot of cakes, you have to cream them and do that kind of thing, this is just a lot easier, and you don't have to worry about that. So that's 300, I'm going to give you this to take home with you then. I have improvised a cake tin, so just mix that up, look, and it's like really, you know, give it a good old going over until it's a nice smooth batter. You don't need to do it. It will come together quite quickly. I'll maybe leave that for a wee minute.
So you don't need your big hoof and doofer kitchen mixer thing to do all that.
A hoof and doofer.
A hoof and doofer. It's German. Yeah, they're very, very good. The hoof and doofer.
It'll last your lifetime. Last your lifetime. The hoof and doofer.
Cost you a fortune. Oh,
but it's worth it, John. It's worth it. Yeah.
It's worth every penny.
Right. So the apricots. What I did was just cut them in half. Took the stone out. Put them onto a wee baking tray. Then I've got made a sugar syrup with sugar, water, and lemon zest and juice.
Could you use dried apricots if you soak them?
The whole point is that they're in season at the moment. You know, they're coming in at the shops. And then make the sugar syrup with and a wee bit of elderflower cordial. And you can make your own elderflower cordial at the moment because they're coming out and it's really just sugar and a wee bit of lemon and boil it up with some citric acid. Don't do what I did because I put use a screw top. I put a cork on it, took half of it out, left it for about 4 months in the drinks cabinet,
right,
which is at the front door, and it blew the door off the drinks cabinet. Now, this is non-alcoholic. Blew it off, and then there was elderflower cordial all up the
up
wall.
Mm-hmm. Lovely.
It's really
and
nice.
You have to put elderflower in the stupid question.
I'm glad I wasn't in the house at the time, because I'm sure there was some explosion.
Aye. Must have been. You have to put elderflowers in your elderflower cordial, or
yes, you do. That's why it's called elderflower cordial.
And you get those in hedgehogs.
Turnips in it, and then it's going to be. Well, see, when you've got your sugar syrup, pour that over the. You have to put elderflowers in your cordial, yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah. And pick them now, but get them from a height. You know, height.
I wouldn't even know what an elderflower.
They're lovely, lazy-looking white flowers that you see at the side of the road at the moment. Honestly,
so they are.
Yeah, those are elderflowers. There's another flower that looks a bit like elderflower that's
it
poisonous, but you can
see that's the thing. Also.
But you know, by the smell, it smells like has a fragrance.
Right.
So if you pour the sugar syrup over the apricots and then a bit of parchment paper and into the oven and just until they're nice and soft. But you see the liquid that comes out of it. So you've got this liquid that's got, you know, apricot infused lemon and
sugar.
And then just a wee bit of leaf gelatin, which is somewhere here. Just leaf gelatin. Just soak that in cold water for 5 minutes. Warm up your juice. 100 mils, one leaf of gelatin and set it. And then this is our jelly part. So this is it. All set already.
Jelly.
You make it sound so easy, Paula. I mean, it'd be a military operation.
I know. I take the same ingredients home today.
No, you'll take
and it'll be all paper
paste.
Yeah.
Then I'll see a photograph tomorrow. John will maybe send me a photograph later on. And it'll be just like a burnt biscuit.
Yeah. Actually, it was down in Yuri during the week where I heard you were slagging off my soda farls to all and sundry.
Yeah.
Find that one out down at home.
John, you were meant to. I was slagging you off in your home turf for a reason. It took a week to get back. John came in one time with soda fars that were like ginger biscuits. Then you said, I think I put too much butter in them. I'm like, you don't put butter in a soda fars. I think that was...
that was the end of that.
Yeah. Back to step one on the cookery front.
Yeah, absolutely.
So just you can do
so you have the jelly spread on the honey cake
and
base.
And then our lovely apricots.
Apricots in the middle.
Yeah, and again, you don't have to put elderflower cordial in it. You can do orange and apricot, and orange would be lovely with this as well. So don't. And And then, of course, because it's a trifle cake, you have to have cream.
I was going to say, there has to
be
cream.
You could pipe this on beautifully, but I don't have a pipe.
Therese Livingston is within touching distance of this cake.
Yeah, just a wee drop of cream there. Look at that.
Noel and Lynn, I'm really sorry. I mean, Johannesburg, you know, the world is a smaller place and all that, but there's just nothing we can do. We can't really promise to get you any fresh honey cake.
It's only a matter of time before that you can...
We'll be able to email it.
There's the cake. Yep. It's nice, sort of fluffy.
So you don't, of course, there's no top on it.
No. Nope.
So you just have the honey cake with the chunks of jelly and the apricot, and then the cream on top of that as well.
How big, Teresa?
Oh, well, I have the appetite of a bird.
So half of it now.
What kind of a bird?
I rejoined Slimming World on Wednesday, so just for, this is radio, so I'll
fine.
Just, yep. I'm not eating the cake.
I'm Nicky, don't be eating this and I'm lifting the way down.
No, I will.
Today.
I will save
not like
some
your,
for everybody else.
Not like what your colleague normally does.
No.
Yeah, and we make sure it's all taken away and left. There's no honey cake left behind for anybody else in studio today.
I don't think it'll have the same impact as a smoked
haddock. 2 day old smoked haddock. Definitely not. That is delicious.
Beautiful.
Tuck in, everybody. It's honey cake trifle with apricots and elderflower. The recipe's on the website, bbc.co.uk/radio Ulster.